Hello and welcome to the Joys and Sorrows podcast, here by a lad from the Tilton on YouTube and Joys and Sorrows on the podcast applications. So this first podcast is going to be talking about the game versus Derby County that happened yesterday for me on Tuesday the 29th of December. And obviously it wasn't the best performance by the lads out there, and looking at it, we lost 4-0 to what can only be described as pretty poor Derby County team, who, looking at it, are 4 points behind us now in the league table and beat us 4-0. So obviously looking at it, you had an early goal which kind of did the normal Birmingham City thing of falling apart after that first goal. 15th minute, Christian Bielik goal. It wasn't great defending and wasn't great goalkeeping. He basically dropped the ball and went, here you go. Then you've got the Graham Shinnie penalty on the 17th minute. I'm not 100% certain whether it was a penalty or not. I don't think it was a great decision by the referee, but the ball was played out wide to I think it was to Sibley, and Sibley tried to cut wider and wider and wider, and then Harley Dean took him out just on the line. He did land just outside the box, so it's dubious whether it was a penalty or not, but it was given, and they scored with a very good penalty by Graham Shinnie. Then going into the 25th minute, we then proceeded to do another mistake, where then the ball was put across the box for the third time, and a third mistake from the defence. Friend tried to win it on the front post, then Gardner tried to head it out, nobody marked him. Kazim Richards on the back post, who slides in to put the ball into the back of the net to make it 3-0. Then going into half time, we were quite lucky to go into half time only at 3-0 down at this point, as it was a shocking attempt by Blues. Going into half-time, we needed some changes for the second half, and fair play to Crank, he certainly did give changes in that second half. He gave 4 changes at half-time, which one of them was forced upon him, was with Pedersen getting injured on the way out of the tunnel. Juki came on for Hogan. Hogan did not look like he was going to do anything in the game. San Jose came on for Bella. Interesting change, really. Didn't really do much. Yeah, Clark's also came on for Pedersen, which was forced, obviously. Lekker won for Sunjic, to give a bit more pace out on the wings and a little bit difference on the wings. And then, well, those were the 4 subs. Then in the 61st minute, we saw Gary Gardner go down with what looked to be possibly a hamstring injury. And I was brought off for Michael Kieftenbeld. At this point, you're looking at, let's just try and solidify this, and as awkward as it sounds, solidify a 3-0 defeat and try and stay not conceding any in the second half and look at the second half as a 0-0, but obviously we did not do that. So coming out of that, they then brought off Sibley at this point, and I was a little bit more confident at that point. We weren't going to concede, we might get a goal, we might nick one back, but I was wrong. As straight after that, Jason Knight went and put in the 4th goal, which, again, was not great defending by Blues. And there wasn't really much else to talk about in that match. I mean, we had a couple of attempts, so we didn't really do much. Looking at the team, so you're looking at Etheridge in goal, I thought really did not play well again. Friend, I thought, had one of his worst games. Harley Dean did not look a captain out there. Colin was not playing brilliant, but probably did better than others. Pedersen didn't look great again. Clayton, I'm sure, was a strange choice in the first place to be playing. Looking at Sunjic alongside him, Sunjic was playing better than Clayton, but wasn't sensational. I myself would have brought Clayton off and not Sunjic at halftime. Gardner, he's not a winger, is he? Let's be honest. Bella, he was better than others. Sanchez was better than others, but it was annoying because he kept playing on the wing instead of the behind striker that he was supposed to be playing, and Scott Hogan did nothing. So looking at that team, nobody really shone bright at all. And looking at the application that tells me the team, it gives me the man of the match they gave as Jeremy Bella for us with a 6.2. And obviously there was multiple players off the bench who did get a higher rating, but that's because they came on later and they came on when we only conceded one. Clark Salter got a 6.7. So I'd be possibly looking at Clark Salter for the next game. As I'm presuming that Roberts will be out for a little bit, and if he is, it needs someone to play the role that knows it, and Friend was much better at fullback, and if Pedersen's possibly injured as well, you've got to be looking at Friend at left back and Clark Salter at centre back for me. Looking into the team, obviously it's a strange one because you just don't know where to make changes. I wouldn't play Clayton from the start. The next game I'd probably have a Kifton Beld and Sunyek, or maybe a San Jose Sunyek partnership. As an attacking midfielder, I wouldn't be playing Sanchez, and if I was playing Sanchez, I would be putting him on the wings on one side and Bella on the other, with probably Riley McGree or I don't know, Crowley or even Terrell behind the front two, because you did have Riley McGree and Terrell on the bench, not used yet. He brought on a not attacking midfielder in attacking midfield, which didn't really help the situation. So, looking towards the future, what needs changing, what needs doing? Obviously, Etheridge is not having a great spell at the moment. Possibly could do with being dropped for a match and thinking about his position. Friend possibly playing at left back and seeing Clark Salter in the back four. But a lot needs changing at the team, and the team did not look like they were playing for a manager to me. They didn't look like they were playing for Karanka. They didn't look like they were playing for the fans. They didn't look like they were out there wanting it like some of the other players were previously. And with this, you've got to be worried that Karanka is losing the dressing room a bit. And if he has lost the dressing room, you need to be worried that the next step is going to be that Karanka gets the sack. And if Karanka gets the sack, you've got to be seeing others go, like Dong and quite a few of the players he's brought in, as I can't see Clayton and Friend and a couple of others lasting into another managerial position. So you've got to be looking at some signings in Jan, as that's where we are now. We are 2 days away from the January transfer window, and looking at that, you need at least a striker out there, possibly a couple of players even. A loan maybe of Jack Clark that we were linked with before, if we could get him in, that would be nice. Getting him an experienced striker would be great, someone who knows what they're doing in this league, or even someone who hasn't been in this league before. It's as long as they know what they're doing and they can play that role that Karanka sets out perfectly. As there's no point if they are going to give Karanka this January transfer window in then going straight into February and sacking him mid-February. Because if you're going to sack him, you may as well sack him now. Because if he lasts until February and then you end up sacking him in February, you're going to give another manager his squad, who isn't used to that team, who isn't used to that formation, who doesn't want a smaller squad maybe. So if you need a new manager, you need it now. So, yeah. Please give me your thoughts to @ladfromthetilton on Twitter and on YouTube. I post my reviews of matches on YouTube and this new podcast where I'll be talking all things Birmingham City, news, reviews, and just everything. So, thank you for listening to this podcast, first episode of Joys and Sorrows. Keep right on and see you next time.